This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The attack on Iran's Natanz nuclear facility is casting a major shadow over today's resumption of indirect talks between the U.S. and Iran over resurrection of the international accord limiting Iran's nuclear program. Neither Iran nor the U.S. say the incident, widely attributed to Israel, will crater the negotiations. But the attack and the destruction of a significant amount of Iran's uranium enrichment capability add uncertainty to the discussions in Vienna. Talking with reporters, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin declined to be drawn into what happened early on Sunday.
Aware of the reports, I really don't have anything to add on Natanz.
Professor Uzi Rabi, the Director of Middle Eastern and African Studies at Tel Aviv University.
These days, Americans and Israelis should talk together. And of course, what Israelis are trying to do is to make sure that Israel's interest, I dare say other Arab states' interest, are going to be taken into account when the Americans are getting closer to kind of a signature of an agreement with Iran. And again, we know that this is the end game because this is what the American already said they are going actually to have.
Iran wants Washington to lift sanctions that have contributed to damaging its economy. The White House said on Monday it is concerned about Russia's increasing aggression on the Ukraine border and that this will be a subject of talks between senior U.S. and NATO officials this week. The U.S. in apparent response has been conducting exercises in the Black Sea, to which the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov criticized in no uncertain terms. He said, what is it the Russian Federation does on the border with Ukraine? The answer is very simple. We live here.